Hit the Target podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshwan, and with me in studio today are football analysts Mokgale Satehe and Keba Motohai. Gents, welcome.
Thank you very much, Desh.
Thank you very much, Desh, for welcoming me.
Of course, gents, we have a cracker of a fixture to unpack. It is the Soweto Derby, the clash of the Titans. As my co-host, Ayanda Vezi, likes to say, when elephants collide, the grass will suffer. Who's going to suffer this weekend?
The spectators at home. I am not looking forward to this one at all. These are two teams that have been messing around all season. They go into this game in poor form. Ironically, the winner of the game will go second on the table, which it goes
on the day, of course.
Yeah, they win on the day. And then obviously there's going to be musical chairs for the rest of the weekend. But taking into account the kind of form that both of them are in, can they please at least shock us? Shock us, you know, go for it. No fear, nothing. You know what I mean?
What do you have to say about that?
Like I said earlier, Desh, on Monday, I see Pirates taking this one. Mainly because I told you, when you look at the front line in terms of Chiefs, I don't know who's dangerous at the present moment.
Yeah.
Like Dupree misses 0 yards in front of the goal. And I don't know, this tall guy, Gomez or something.
Gonzalez.
Yeah. I mean, Gonzalez, I don't know, why did they buy Gonzalez?
An absolute waste of money.
Absolutely waste of money. There is local talent. They could have opted for Ingram Reyners or someone locally.
Kanyi Samayo as well?
Yes.
He was up for sale last year.
Someone locally who could have actually helped to better the chances of Chiefs when going forward.
Kibba, Mo said that the game is going to be won by Pirates. The reverse fixture was won by Pirates. Evidence Makopa got on the score sheet. Now, the man was rested in their most recent fixture. It was against Cape Town Spurs.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a bit of tactics there just to get him fit and ready for the game?
Perhaps, because maybe it might explain why Pirates were so lacking a front against Cape Town Spurs, who's taken 4 points from them this season. That's a story for another day.
Yeah.
But it goes to show that Pirates was lacking at the back and as well as up front with the Makopa. Makopa has proven himself to be the best target man this country has had for a while. And I believe he will make the difference on Saturday, provided those around him are willing to take the opportunities that he creates.
Are you speaking on behalf of his performances for the national team?
For the national team, because he's now, his rating has gone up.
Yeah.
He's now
he wears the number nine.
He wears the number nine, and now he's known on the continent. And perhaps people are watching overseas to see what they can do with him, because he's 22 now. Still a young man. And I think he bundled one in against Chiefs the last time, and perhaps he could pose a similar threat unless Kevin Johnson has something up his sleeves on how to deal with him in there.
Yeah, he did score the all-important goal against Polokwane City as well.
Yes.
In Pirates' only victory of the season.
Yes.
Now, Mo, this year. I know earlier we were speaking about Mabasa and what he could do at Pirates. He obviously started against Cape Town Spurs, but it wasn't a fixture with his pedigree?
Yes, I mean, you know, you are a Mabasa. You know, there's a difference, and there's a difference when you play against a big team and a small team.
Yeah.
The tempo of the game is different. The tactics are very different. If you are a Mabasa, you're playing against a Golden Arrows or Cape Town Spurs. The coach simply tells them, it's Middendorp. Make sure that guy doesn't get one chance.
Yeah.
And that's what a defender will do. But with a game like Sundowns and Pirates, because the players have confidence and everything, at some point they leave you to relax as a prominent player, and that one chance that you get, you are able to decide the game on your own. You get my point. So Mabasa coming to play against Chiefs, and again, one thing that I want us to touch on is the absence of Edmilson Dove to this game, because he got a red card against SuperSport.
Unavailable for this one. Yeah.
So if you can check with Chiefs begging so many clean sheets and Dove not being there, it's going to be quite a challenging aspect for them. And the main reason why I like Mabasa and Makopa is they are box strikers. They wait for that.
You get center forward presence from them. Yeah.
Hence why I said bundling the ball. And I think it's one of those where Pirates might offer the biggest threat in terms of any opportunity that might arise from, like, the second ball.
If they get it to the box,
you're saying. Exactly. That's what, and that's where the wings, your Ratu,
But also, Seleng didn't play in the fixture against Cape Town.
Yeah, and then maybe, like I said, maybe I was being harsh with Pirates. It kind of explains a lot that was missing. And they also didn't have Nda from the back. And we know that Nda is one of those rare defenders who can carry the ball out from the back. Mm. And the next thing you know, he's pressed you into your territory just by the ability of him to take the ball up front.
Get forward,
and then spray the ball out wide. And then your Mofo Kings cross it in. So there's a lot of danger that Pirates poses, but it's the inconsistency and the fact that it's a derby.
Yeah.
Maybe Kaizer Chiefs will wake up and you never know what might happen on the day. Yeah.
Look, just to add one, what Kiba says, I think Riverio, he's going to surprise many.
Yeah.
Remember our middle field that actually won us so many games in the first half of the league, the first round of the league. I didn't see him playing yesterday.
Yeah.
Monari didn't play yesterday. Yeah. So the man might surprise many. Mm. Those are guys.
New faces over there.
You don't need to. Yes. You don't need to play those guys a game before to prepare them to play a derby.
No, you don't.
You just need to hoist them in.
Yeah,
they know what to do. Guys will immediately
leave them to do the job.
Yes, they will do the job. Olisander coming back. You know,
he doesn't need any preparation.
He doesn't need any preparation and so forth. If I was Riverio, I would just say die. I need to go to play continental football next season. I would even pull a surprise on them and put Erasmus first.
Mm. You know, this reminds me of the game, the Sundowns fixture.
Yes.
What a high intensity game Pirates came out and played that day.
Yes.
And you know, many players in that team didn't get selected for the national team.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't have been match fit, you know, having been, called for so long. And for them to take that fight to Sundowns at Loftus, it was incredible to watch.
Like I said, you've had me before where I said that Pirates and Sundowns is now the blue chip fiction South African football because you get your money's worth. Those are two teams that are willing to punch each other out to see who will leave with the points or the win on the day. And the issue is now, I get the feeling Kaizer Chiefs might try drag Pirates into a dogfight.
Yeah.
They're not going to come and play. They're not going to come and play against Orlando Pirates. Maybe it's smart that they don't do that. Maybe avoid embarrassment. Which is where now Rivero's tactics against Kevin Johnson, because Kevin Johnson right now he's auditioning to see if he might actually become
get the
head coach job.
I think he's been appointed till the end of the season, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And as he said, Kaizer Chiefs, if there's one thing we've noticed, they keep a lot of clean sheets.
Yeah.
It's the problem is now scoring.
They're in the double digits. I think it's 10 and 19 league fixtures.
Exactly. So it means that they have something going for them. It's just when it comes to
the opposite end of the pitch.
My goodness. And like I said, we've seen this movie before. They know how to steal that one goal. It doesn't matter how it goes in. Pirates might be the favorites, but Kaizer Chiefs will fancy themselves to steal something from this one.
Mm, yeah. It's going to be an incredibly attacking performance. Yes. I want to speak about defensively Orlando Pirates. Now, against Cape Town Spurs, I saw many gaps appearing. And, you know, we did mention there were some new faces on the team, but even the midfielders, I think the one had a play of the match, if I'm not mistaken. But do you think Chiefs can capitalize if they can get in behind Pirates?
Look, one thing that you need to know, there is one thing that Riverio did and which is personally I didn't like.
Okay.
Maela comes back from injury.
Innocent Maela.
Yes.
Bafana, yeah?
You play him against Sundowns. You come and play him against... We played... Last weekend, Pirates played...
Polokwane. So they played away and they won 1-0. Yeah.
You bench Maela.
Yeah.
Whereas you need this player to pick up form.
He needs to be match fit.
Yes. Yeah. You need to be match fit and pick up form because we know what Maela can offer.
Yeah.
Maela is a very excellent defender.
Yeah.
You come back, you play... what you consider a weaker team, you play Maela yesterday. You're giving the player unnecessary pressure.
Mm.
You were supposed to play this player all the way through.
Yeah.
So that this player can catch up in terms of the current intensity and everything of the current defense.
Yeah.
This player needs to catch up to Munyani, Nda, and Koyi.
Mm.
Because he's your senior player. And he's your captain.
And I believe he was a Bafana captain.
Yes,
for
you
a
get
game
my point.
Two, yeah.
So I think that's where the problem is. So on Saturday, it might be that Riverio might have mixed feelings in terms of how Maela played yesterday.
Yeah.
He might replace him and play Hoto.
Yeah.
Because of the intensity of the game, or looking at what might be the challenges at the back.
Yeah.
But we know Nda is working straight back into the
into the team. 11. Yeah, yeah, I agree with you there. And you know, if you have to actually, you know, put on paper who the best back four is, because I'm sure Hotto gets the nod. I don't prefer him to play as a left back. He's not a left back, but he has done that job for the season, yes, rather. And with Maelo being absent, I don't think he's going to go straight back into the team. You mentioned Andar, there's Cloakie as well. So I think the Pirates' backline is kind of set in stone.
The Pirates' backline is very strong. Remember, there's also Mteto, who's a very brilliant defender and is not playing at the present moment.
Yeah,
Marco is going to come back from injury. The team will be boosted also. There's Libito that we just stole from Chipa not so long ago, you know. And yeah, the team is quite balanced at the back. But if I was Riverio, I would opt for Maela, Koyinda, and Munyan.
Okay.
And as you mentioned earlier, the gaps that were appearing in
the Pirates team.
Maybe that's something that Miguel team fills in the second he comes back.
100%. I'm sure the ball retention, the possession, and the pass accuracy of the team increases if Tim is on a pitch.
Things like, we've been Pirates here with our discussion. You're just trying to figure out what threat Kaizer Chiefs might offer. It's
nothing.
One of those. No. The thing is, I'm trying to figure out how they can win this one. And like I said, they have to steal something. They have to raise their levels to another level.
Eva, just to add on what you're saying, we just had a short video earlier in the morning. I told him nothing. When I sit and look at Kaizer Chiefs now, and if they can say to me, tell us who's a dangerous player, I wouldn't even know where to start.
And
because surely we're being a bit unfair. We got Keegan Dolly, who was once playing in a League One outfit.
A thief salary at the present moment.
You guys heard that, man.
Gosh. Okay, what about Dupreez then? Surely.
Yeah.
The man played, I said to you in the morning, the man played how many derbies this far?
Yeah.
And the man, what he does is just to run around Pirates defenders the whole day without even scoring one goal. Then you consider such kind of a player a threat.
Okay, okay. Do you want to jump in? He's not giving much.
And the thing is, look, man, look, Chiefs won on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But it was against the worst team in the league at the moment in terms
based
of
form. Based on form,
So it's like I said, Pirates' inconsistency and Kaizer Chiefs' mediocrity is what makes me worry about the quality of the game. Because you never know what Pirates might serve up on Saturday, even if we've pointed out.
But surely it's one way form goes out the window. I mean, you know, you mentioned the fixture against Golden Arrows. Pule Modi picks the ball up. He feeds it out wide to Wandile Duba, who so absolute curler, absolute peach of a strike. Maybe he's the one to...
like I said, Kevin Johnson can shock us. How about he tries and pull something? You remember Mourinho would do something crazy before a big game, shock you with the selection, shock you with this, and then catch the other team, the more fancy team, or on off guard. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Some
something
mind games. You think it's some different mind games in this one?
I'm hoping for something different because, like, as you can tell, my enthusiasm is a bit low because my goodness, these teams are not doing the business at them.
Dash, let me tell you one thing. I'm still saying, with a smile.
Yeah,
I'm
I can
not
see that.
Anything from Chiefs.
Okay.
Nothing. You know when Julius Malema will say to you, nothing. Yeah. There's nothing at Kaizer Chiefs and at Pirates at the present moment. When you look at so many players who wants to prove a point to the coach that they can carry the team, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy for.
So you're expecting just one way traffic in this one.
Look at Relemo Fukeng.
Yeah.
The boy is showing each and every game how hungry he wants to be in it. Mm. Look at Masangani always trying to carry the team. Now you have a player in Yosef Mart. The player is supposed to dish out passes and play his
football. He's overwhelmed.
But he's overwhelmed. The boy can dish passes and also make sure that they don't get exploited defensively for the full 90 minutes.
Yeah.
What do you expect from the player? That's
but
one.
Didn't that's why they bought Mteto in, and he was like the play that they were chasing like the entire window.
Well, Mteto is not the Mteto that I saw at Stellenbosch FC. Dupreez is not the Dupreez that I saw at Stellenbosch FC. So the only thing that you can recognize which you saw at the present moment, it's how their defense is playing and always trying to stop the teams from embarrassing their goalkeeper. That's what
I've got.
I
a question for him. Just a side note, Mohale, you've just mentioned all these amazing names and whatnot and what Pirates are. So where's the consistency? Why can they not challenge for the league? if they are so well armed in terms of players?
I think the consistency now at Pirates comes with the coach selection and the coach being...
Do you mean the selection of the coach?
Yes, the coach... The
who they're appointing to lead the team.
Yes, because remember, when you have a Maswanganyi who's used to playing with Team Mendesh and maybe who's another midfielder that we have, or Makaula. So if you can check, Kiba, what I'm trying to say, check at Pirates. They came back in the second round of the league.
Yeah.
Midfield. The guys that we were playing with in the first round, where are they? On the bench.
Mm.
Okay. It's Makaula.
Yeah.
It's talent now who are leading that midfield role. Now, because forward players are somehow, they somewhat get used to a certain player. For an example, I can give you a typical example. You will never stop a Haaland that is playing with Kevin De Bruyne.
Okay.
You will never. Believe me, he can miss two chances in a game, but that one opportunity from De Bruyne will be created within the 90 minutes or from Foden, because they know the player. Now at Pirates, there's a bit of confusion. You know, when it comes to your middle field, you have to have the middle field that really knows it, each other and so forth. Football is like love. You have to bond.
Mm-hmm.
In the field of
I
field.
Think Ostandi Marafi can resign. Yeah. We've got a new PR communication. We've got a new officer poem. For Pirates over here.
Sure, okay. Let's turn our attention to Kaizer Chiefs now. Yes. You know, you mentioned consistency and challenging in the league, but you know, they can't even challenge on the cup front. Move Forward FC sent them crashing out of the Nedbank Cup. How do you think that's going to affect them psychologically?
Well, they've been mocked enough. Yeah. They've been mocked enough. We had, there was a video I was watching the other day of Brian Baloyi, straight up, a legend of them, calling them a laughing stock.
Mm.
They are current. But then him and Jerry Kwasana said, and they used examples from their playing days, that when you've come off an embarrassment like that, a humiliation, there is no better game to bounce back than a Soweto derby. The Kaizer Chiefs cannot get... The only time they can dig after hitting rock bottom is if they ship 5 goals on Saturday.
Mm.
They can't afford to lose 5-0. Yeah. They're not going to lose 5-0. We never know. But the only way for Chiefs is upwards, because I really want to see a proper game of football where it's just, you know, you're hanging on to your butt, you're gnashing your teeth, because... This is supposed to be the game that sells South African soccer to the world. But if you've got a team getting knocked out by teams that would get relegated, that are getting relegated in the second tier.
Mm. You know, he spoke about managerial changes. Yeah. And honestly, it's been a managerial miracle around at Kaizer Chiefs, at the Natarana. I think they've had 7 in the last 5 years or something.
Oh, no. I've always said, I've blamed the Mutahun family, and I'm going to say it on record that it's their fault entirely. They need to go look outside and get a sport. I don't know what Kaizer Mutahun Jr. is doing as a sporting director. I don't know what Bobby Mutahun is there as the football director. I would tell them to their face, guys, move, get other people from outside to actually do that, to fill in that position, like how Sundowns did. Sundowns has gone overseas to spend millions on a European because they understand that once a football director is allowed to do their job without interference and without bias, without internal biases, then Kaizer Chiefs is going to go up. It's not a coincidence that they are now approaching 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years. The Cup Kings. They're like more like the Cup Paupers of South African soccer.
Do you think they should look to sell the club?
They will never do that. I mean, that's a dream. In South Africa, if you want Chiefs to sell, that's like telling Kwaza to sell Pirates. That will never happen.
Do you agree with what he's saying?
Can I interject?
Yeah?
Hold that thought. How about you do the Man United thing? That 75% or 70-some is the family, but the football operations is in the hands of somebody else. Mm. Perhaps that's the approach that they need to have. Man United, the penalty finally dropped, that those Americans don't care about the football side. Then find somebody in there, get somebody in there to say, you know what, let us catch up with modern football because we've fallen behind.
Mm.
Again, like I said to you, Dash, when it comes to Kaizer Chiefs, I'll always... pull Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, because they are one of the biggest and followed teams in South Africa. You get my point.
And again, in Africa, you know, it wasn't that long ago that they were traveling, you know, your TP Mazembes, Zamalek.
So, like I said to you, they need to do
Yeah.
Klopi is there.
Yeah.
It ends there.
Thank you.
All the admin, scouting, and thanks.
He leaves that to staff that experience.
This
yeah.
culture at Mamelodi Sundowns. Look at that team now.
Yeah.
Mamelodi Sundowns is a moving, unstoppable train.
Yeah.
And no one is going to challenge Sundowns in the next coming 4 or 5 seasons. Yeah. Just mainly because of they get it right from operations point of view. How they ran the team. Now you are at Pirates. You get a Spanish coach who used to be a Barcelona assistant, but getting a call from who's this guy? Our legend, the one who normally sits in the stands at Pirates.
Oh, Stanley. I don't know.
Stanley. Yes, you get a call from Stanley. Reverio, please substitute Makhop.
Thank you.
You can't do that in professional football. And you see why our those two. What you so call elephants. To me, they are atrocious because of how they run them.
Remember, we used to mock Mamelodi Sundowns at the beginning when it was a merry-go-round of players because they didn't have that structure until somebody came in like Pizzo. Manchester City, I'm going to use Manchester City example. Everything that's going right here has been in place for 10 or so years now. Everything has been planned. So everything was planned so that Pep would come in and get them over the finishing line. They just couldn't win in the Champions League for whatever reason. Now it's part of this. It's part of their DNA that they're champions of Europe.
And, do you know what I just thought of? Pizzo was there some years ago. And if I have to look at Kaiser Chiefs, Baxter was there some years ago. I think he led them to second on the log. They lost the title on the final day.
After collapsing,
And then there was also the cup game where they were defeated, I think 1-0.
Yeah.
Do you think when they axed Baxter, that was when the turmoil began?
Yeah, you can say that because when you look at coaches like Baxter, Micho, Paul Doleza, I'll even check some of the old coaches that we used to have. You see those types of coaches that we used to have in the PSL and the current ones. You know, those are their managerial skills are very different. You can't control them. You can't tell them what to do.
Bingo. They're not yes men.
You can't select players for them.
Bingo.
They tell you straight into your face. It's either I get out of here or you take over.
Mm. Bingo.
That's it. That's why even the management, when something is happening involving the fans and the coach, they are able to say the coach must address because they know the man is good. Baxter played whoever he wanted to play.
Yeah.
Baxter believed in his players in his own way, and there was a culture at Pirates. Same way as Micho. Micho instilled some culture at Pirates, which is why we are not seeing at the present moment. I'm telling you, I like Jose Reverio a lot. He's a very good coach.
Okay.
The man has given everyone at Orlando Pirates a chance on the field of play. Jose Reverio, all the Pirates players under Jose Reverio, they got a nod on the field of play. Mm-hmm. To showcase what they are capable of.
Mm.
I'm even talking about players from the MDC.
Yeah.
The players that he wrote from the MDC, they got a chance to play some of the games in the senior team. You get my point? So you need a manager who's in charge. So at Chiefs now, someone comes, they tell him what I don't like. What Chiefs and Pirates need to solve their operations.
Do you think Chiefs need to look outside the country for a tactician?
Thanks for segueing into what I wanted to say. I keep seeing Pizzo Mosimane as being linked with them, allegedly. Pizzo is going to come there if he comes there, and they're going to have to A, pay top dollar, and B, listen to him.
And let him call the shots.
He could be their director. You could do what Rassi Erasmus is doing with the Springboks. Director of rugby and coach. He could literally, that's what you do. You solve everything that the club is getting wrong while also trying to get them going as the senior team, the senior men's team.
Right.
And then you might even start entertaining things like having a women's team. It's just so many things that Chiefs can get right overnight. Are they prepared to let go of control?
Mm.
That's all we want to know. And Mohales asked, they can look outside the country. Outside the country is Pizzo Mosimane. We need Pizzo Mosimane involved in our football. That's outside the country for me.
Yeah, football fans, you've heard it right here from both these analysts. They believe that Pizzo is the one to lead this Kaizer Chiefs team. Before we just end off on a final note, give me your prediction for the Soweto derby and tell me who you think is going to score, if there are going to be any goals.
Gee whiz. You know what? I think maybe Pirates is going to do the double. Another 1-0 win. Another Evidence Makgopo. He's going to be a hero this year.
Carbon copy.
Yeah.
Like I said to you, I've been giving you a prediction of Pirates 1-0 or 2-1. And I see Rene Mofokeng
getting on the score sheet. Surprisingly, yeah.
Getting on the score sheet. Getting on the score sheet. The angle that that boy scored with yesterday, got in yesterday playing against, that's football brains, man. I'm gradually forgetting Lodge a bit. Because that guy is pulling a Lodge 2.0 on Pirates fans, and I'm loving it.
What a better place to finish this podcast off. Gents, it's been an absolute pleasure. Until next time, cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's a show me.